I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is now describing a stern conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin over Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The president says he did confront the Russian leader during their private meeting in Helsinki.
I let him know we can't have this. We're not going to have it. And that's the way it's going to be.
In an interview with the CBS Evening News, Trump was asked about the Russian president's denial.
I don't want to get into whether or not he's lying. I can only say that I do have confidence in our intelligence agencies.
And Trump says that he's surprised by critics who felt that he should have been tougher with Putin.
People that said you should have gone up to him, you should have walked up and started screaming in his face. We're living in the real world.
He's disappointed there wasn't more coverage of the issues they did agree upon. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A British news outlet says police have identified the suspects behind the attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter with a deadly nerve agent. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has more.
The press association says it has learned from a source that investigators are sure they are Russian. The press association says several Russians were involved in the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons confirmed the substance used in the attack on the Skripals was Novichok. The same batch of Novichok used in the attempted murder of the Skripals is believed to be responsible for the death of 44-year-old Dawn Sturgis earlier this month in the town of Amesbury, 13 kilometers from Salisbury. Russia has denied any involvement in the attack. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Syrian rebels have reportedly agreed to surrender a southwestern area near the Golan Heights. Rebels who reject the terms of the deal will be allowed to travel to opposition-held territory elsewhere in Syria. This is VOA News. South Korea's foreign minister, Kang Kyung-hwa, said there is a political will in North Korea to reach a deal on the nation's complete denuclearization. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Kang said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would be unwise to backtrack on his public pledges to denuclearize.
Having come out this far, for him to go back, I think will be hugely risky. Furthermore, he has not only come out to discuss denuclearization, he has committed, vis-a-vis his domestic public, a different path to the future.
Speaking at an event hosted at Chatham House in London, Kang said South Korea is seeking a peaceful coexistence with the North and that...
I think it's ludicrous to think that given the capacity of South Korea currently and North Korea, that unification would somehow end up on their terms.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says that Pope Francis must fire an Australian archbishop named Philip Wilson, who was convicted of concealing child sex abuse. Reuters' Ed Giles has that story.
It's an appeal to a higher power to fire the most senior Catholic leader in the world convicted of concealing child sex abuse.
Time has come now for the ultimate authority in the church to take action and sack him.
67-year-old Wilson was sentenced to a year's detention earlier this month. Wilson's lawyers have maintained that he's innocent. Earlier this year, he was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's and is due to face the court again on the 11th of August. Wilson remains on bail. He's being assessed by prison authorities for home detention instead of jail.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. More than 140 survivors of sexual abuse were honored with the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage at last night's ESPY Awards. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The abuse of Larry Nassar began 30 years ago with me.
Standing with scores of victims of the former team doctor for USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University, gymnast Sarah Klein accused those institutions of placing money and medals above the welfare of child athletes. Olympic gold medal winner Allie Raisman says,
"All we needed was one adult to have the integrity to stand between us and Larry Nassar."
Nassar is expected to spend the rest of his life behind bars after being sentenced to decades in prison. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israel's parliament approved a controversial piece of legislation Thursday that defines the country as the nation state of the Jewish people, but which critics warn sidelines minorities. The government says the bill, passed in the early morning hours, will merely enshrine into law Israel's existing character. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
The Voice of OAN.